More than 3 months after the midterms, North Carolina's 9th Congressional District still doesn't have representation. You'll remember the Republican Mark Harris appeared to beat the Democratic candidate Dan McCready by just over 900 votes. But allegations that a Republican supporter filled out mail-in ballots for voters prompted the State Board of Elections to launch an investigation. That board is meeting right now to hear evidence of this alleged ballot tampering and to decide whether to trigger a whole new election. Rusty Jacobs is politics reporter for WUNC. He stepped out of that hearing with his phone. And Rusty, the Republican Mark Harris, as you well know, won 61% of mail-in ballot votes in Bladen County, North Carolina, despite only 19% of those voters being registered Republican. Suspicious, yes, but what's the evidence?
Well, the evidence, the board, the executive director overseeing the investigation that's been underway, says they will show that there was an orchestrated campaign by this operative, McCray Dallas, who's here today for this hearing, working for the Harris campaign, sends workers out to harvest or collect absentee ballot request forms, then to go back out to the people who requested those forms to get the actual absentee ballots, and then to even in some cases falsify the information. And we've already heard from Lisa Britt, who's one-time stepdaughter of McCray Dallas, whose mother was once married to him and still is close to him, and testified that she did indeed in many cases sign the witness boxes on these absentee ballots when she did not actually witness the information being inserted and delivered those absentee ballots to McCray Dallas, who eventually go to the board, but that's a violation of state law.
Sure is. Well, the hearing could go on for as long as 3 days, and North Carolina law gives the elections board the power to trigger a new election if they find that irregularities or improprieties have occurred. We've heard some allegations. They also could say that, you know, the Republican Mark Harris with 900 votes, despite the alleged ballot tampering, is the winner. So what will happen? You know, what's your sense of what will happen?
Well, the last thing you said, I mean, that's exactly what Republican Party members, Republican Party officials are saying. Say, look, even if there's some wrongdoing here, it has to be just about 905 votes or more that were falsified. It has to be, in other words, it has to be a precise number that could actually reverse the outcome. On the other hand, the law and Democrats say that, no, what you need is a taint of wrongdoing enough to undermine the reliability or the confidence of wrongdoing in this particular election. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a taint or a precise number, that's the debate. That's going to be for the board to decide. The board could end up in a kind of a deadlock where, in other words, it's a five-member board, 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans. 3 Democrats could decide, no, we are not certifying Mark Harris. The 2 Republicans could say we would certify, but you need 4-1, a supermajority. You need one Republican to join the other Democrats to call for a new election. So we could be in a deadlock where there's no certification but no new election. Ultimately, U.S. House has the authority to jump in here and take over the investigation and decide on their own whether to seat Mark Harris.
Well, and it's a democratically controlled House of Representatives now, which might refuse also to seat Mark Harris. And meanwhile, the voters in North Carolina's 9th District wait, and they've been without representation in Congress. Rusty Jacobs, WUNC political reporter, stepping out of that hearing of the Elections Board there in North Carolina to tell us what's going on. Rusty, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And again, it might take 3 days for them to decide.